Welcome to Heartland Darkland. I'm Cassie.
And I'm Shannon.
Hey, Dark Hearts.
What's up? Here we go. Welcome.
Welcome back. So kind of before we dive in, last week's episode turns out a lot of connections to it.
Yeah, like, I mean, the fact that it was local to us here, it was from Omaha, Nebraska. Those of you who maybe did not catch that.
Yeah.
We knew there could obviously be connections, but like there were way more than expected, which was wild.
Yeah. So my husband doesn't listen. Not his thing, but he follows our Facebook. And yeah. So he saw your post and he was like, didn't you guys do this case already? I was like, no, but unfortunately it's a pretty common theme in the world.
Yeah.
For women.
That's how and most of them are.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, maybe it's just because we've talked about this one before because I went to high school with both the victim and the killer. I was like, I'm sorry. I don't recall us having this conversation.
Like, ever. You could have done this case long ago. Right. Had you known any of that?
I was like, no. And then I was like, okay, mind you, 2015 when this happened. My depression was high, my anxiety, my son was like one-ish close to it, you know.
Uh-huh.
So like memory that messes with your memory, but I'm pretty sure this is something I would have remembered.
Like, yeah. It's weird because one of my friends that listened to this case too said, she's like, why don't I remember this case at all? You know, I mean, she's the same age as you know, our realm. Like, yeah. I feel like, was it not covered that great in the news? Like, or did we really just miss this?
I don't know, like, what was happening in 2015 for everyone as a whole. But, yeah, my husband was like, yeah no, I remember. And then he was like, maybe it was this other guy I went to high school with that we talked about who was in jail for raping someone. I was like, I'm sorry. See,
how many people do you know now in there?
I was like, you're just making my point of why I don't want our children in the OPS school system. Like, elementary's fine, but I'm really worried about the rest of it.
That's crazy. Because I had a friend who also went to high school with her. And well, she would have graduated in 04. And I think Jessica in the last episode would have been 05 based on when she was born. So like, I mean, all these people. And then was your husband 06?
No, he was 06. Oh, so she was born in 87. So she would have been, I think, in the same grade as him.
She would have been. Well, I was born in 86. We were born. Actually, we had the same
birthday. She was born in 87. Wasn't she born in 87?
Yeah. And I graduated in 04. So she probably would have been 05.
But my husband was 87 and he graduated in 06. I guess it depends on when her birthday was.
It was February 18th because that was my birthday just recently.
Okay.
That's the only reason I know that. She would have been 05. Like,
okay. So he went to high school with her. That's crazy. He knew of her. He knew of Matt as well. His opinion was anyone who didn't think he was capable of this was in denial, because he said he was like, he was so weird. But I wonder too if like he just turned it on in certain areas around certain people.
Yeah.
So then on top of that, what day was it? Saturday morning, I get a phone call from my sister and it's like 8:30, which mind you, I'm typically still sleeping. I just happen to actually be awake. And I'm like, oh dear God, if she's calling me, something is wrong. Yeah. No, she had to call me because she was like, pretty sure the woman that he assaulted, that Matt Kidder sexually assaulted, the married woman, she's like, I'm fairly certain that's my friend's mom. And now, mind you, I've met this friend. And when you were talking about it, the last name, I was like, well, that sounds familiar, you know, whatever.
And it's not a common last name.
It's not a common last name. Yeah. Yep. Sure enough. Because then I messaged you and I was like, hey, do you have pictures? And you sent me this article. And it talks about how her younger daughter, who wasn't the friend with Matt, right? She has an older daughter who was friends with Matt. But then she had an 8-year-old daughter
who
happened to go across the street when he came over to play with a friend, and that is my sister's friend.
That's wild.
And I was like, girl, I thought you were dead. Something was happening. She's like, I'm sorry. I had to actually talk to you about this. That's crazy.
Well, and it's just like, it's ironic that the episode we called. Oh God. Sorry about that. I was trying to get my phone out to get the information, but that's on the floor now. Anyway, it's interesting that we called it close to home because it really, like, in so many ways is close to home because there were so many connections It was wild. Yeah,
I had no idea. And, you know, we've had people comment, you know, that they, you know, remember this case or they knew people or they were around those areas and stuff like that, which, yeah, when you're – Omaha is, like, one of those, like, little big towns. Like,
totally. Yeah. It's random. I mean –
it is. It amazes me. Now, mind you, I didn't grow up in Omaha. My husband spent most of his life here, went to, you know, high school and stuff here. So, like, we'll go to random places or concerts, which have – thousands of people, and he'll still run into people that he like went to high school with or knows randomly, and it's just weird.
I think it's weird. Like, I'm also not from here originally, and I run into people here from back in my hometown that live here now more often than not, and that's like crazy to me too. Like, what are the chances, you know,
when that this happened to me? Which, mind you, where I'm from isn't as far as where you're from, but I remember one time, like, this has been a hot minute. I was down in Benson, hanging out with friends. I was pretty drunk, and someone walked in, and I was like, "I think I know them." It was a kid who went like to high school with me, a couple grades below me. That's and crazy. So drunk me was like, I said his name, and he looked. I'm like, "It is him." I was like,
"Yeah,
listen, drunk Cassie's a very friendly person. She loves to talk. We're all best friends."
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably 97% of drunk people. So you're in that too.
Yeah.
I mean,
nowadays it doesn't happen often, so I also get drunk real fast.
Oh yeah.
True story. Yeah. My sister's roommate can also attest to having met drunk Cassie. This one time I went out with my sister and we stopped by Raising Cane's and he was working. I was like, "Hey," and he gave me toast. And that's all I wanted.
Yeah. Cane's toast is where it's at. That's the best.
Yeah. So, but yeah, not to make light of, you know, we're all over the place now, but it just was very interesting how many, like,
people that commented on there. And I know I had people text me that how they went to high school with her too. And someone, like, their kids went to daycare together and worked together and stuff. And I was like, "Oh my gosh, that's crazy." And that's sad. And it just shows you how much of people, like, how it really affects people. Even when you don't know them, it's like, that's something that you don't forget. And that's traumatizing to everybody. And like, knowing that it can happen somewhere nearby, which, I mean, most of these places we talk about are all smaller towns anyways, because the Midwest area is like not mostly full of small, big cities. So there's that aspect of it too.
And it's kind of, this is like a little antidote, slightly off tangent, but also kind of on point. As I put my daughter to bed every night, she decides that this is when we're going to get super chatty, you know, to try to avoid And so she has decided, she was like, "I've decided I want to be a cop." She was like, "Do you know why?" I was like, "Well," she said, "police officer." I was like, "Why?" She's like, "So I can arrest bad guys." Like, okay. She was like, "But," she goes, "sometimes I see police around here." I go, "What do you mean around here?" It's like, "Omaha." She goes, "Yeah." She goes, "But we don't have bad people, do we?" I was like, "Yes, we do."
Yeah.
And then she was like, "Why are they bad?" I was like, "I don't know.
We don't know. And we would like to know the answer to that too."
Yeah. Sad. And then she proceeded to tell me that bad guys aren't healthy because they don't eat right and they don't brush their teeth properly. Yeah.
Maybe that's what makes them bad. That's what we'll start telling your kids. Yeah. Brush your teeth or you're going to go to jail.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, whatever.
I was like, listen, she told it to herself. So I was like, fine. And I didn't want to go into the fact that there are, like, you know, serial killers who are, I mean, a lot of killers. It's not even serial killers. Like, listen, a lot. Anyways. Yeah.
Right. But so it's true. It's everywhere. Yeah. There's scum everywhere, you know, and there it sucks. Is. Yeah.
So yeah, that was last week's episode. That's crazy. Was definitely. I'm not going to lie. I briefly thought about doing the other, just doing Nebraska again with the case of my husband's other classmate, but I was like, no.
Yeah. Do that one next, you know?
Yeah.
Or, well, not next, but your next Nebraska one then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. We'll see. I'll look into it a little bit.
Yeah. But it's always helpful too when it is a case that's local because you have more people you can talk to and get more information, because some of the other ones, it's like, we're strictly going off just what we find. But I mean, we know that too, not, you know, word of mouth is not always like accurate either, but when it's someone you trust and you know that they're telling you what they know, and you know, it's interesting to add to it. So on that note.
Yeah. What are you bringing us this week?
It's funny because I was like, I mean, there's a lot of things I could do and I thought about doing, but some of them are just heavy. And I was going to do the one with the girl, I think she was 11 years old in Texas, the one that was missing that they found. This was like a couple weeks ago. I'm sure people maybe have seen that.
I vaguely remember seeing some. Listen, it was this awful. Month, I've not been keeping up with a lot of stuff, and I'll kind of talk about this more, but my mental health this month has just been, like, I've been drained.
Oh, yeah, girl, that was me last month and the month before, and yeah, I hear you, so.
Yeah.
This one, though, that I found, which is just kind of crazy. So the headline here, I'm just going to kind of read some of this because it says, woman missing for 7 years found after screaming and crying was heard from a motel room. So it says, Michigan authorities say the victim reportedly called her stepmother to say she was being held against her will. So this was in Michigan, like I said, and police received, or they rescued a woman from this Michigan motel after the victim's stepmother called them and said that she had gotten a call from her that she was being held hostage. So when they got there, they were able to find her because she was screaming and crying. And they said she was just in her 30s. She hasn't been seen since 2017.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, there's not a ton of details. This tip apparently came in on February 26th. So the girl, the woman, said that she was being held against her will. And that was pretty much all she really had to say. So I'm scanning this to find it. Oh, yeah. Here it said that there was no physical injuries, but she was just very distraught. And so that was odd. So then, yeah, it doesn't say anything more than she was, you know, sent to a hospital nearby and was left after being treated. So they said that when they found her too, she was alone in that room. But in the room, they found drugs, cell phones, and a firearm. So they did say they identified somebody as a suspect, but nobody's in custody. So it's very sus, right?
That's one to keep an eye on, because yeah. Then it kind of makes you wonder,
like, is this a Gone Girl situation? Or
like, yeah, like, was that lady in California or whatever?
Yes.
Somewhere on the East Coast who, like,
faked,
or West Coast who faked her abduction for several days and stuff like
that. And,
like,
starved herself and all of this stuff to make
and branded herself. Yeah.
Yes. So I thought that was weird. How do you go missing for, what year was it? 2017? 7 years.
Yeah. I'm
and
curious.
And no physical injuries? Like, did she just run away and then decided, I'm done with this?
Is this a mental health thing? Is this a drug thing? Or did it seriously happen and they just took really good care of her?
Hard to say.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. So we'll see where that goes. It was interesting because it was Michigan. So I was like, oh, it actually is one of our states. But it was very vague.
Yeah. I kind of hope it's more of a drug/mental illness thing because that's less horrifying than having been kept for 7 years.
Yeah. Well, and the fact that she's in her 30s, it's not like we would have known anything about it necessarily. Like, a kid has been missing for this long. You know what
right.
I mean?
Because she would have been, because depending on when she would have been like late 20s, early 30s or something, depending on how old she is when she was taken. Yeah.
So old enough that, like, it could have been leaving with this guy and then it went downhill and now, like, it's getting weird and, you know, I don't know.
Or,
it's weird.
Yeah. Or we're afraid to say, hey, we took off and we had these issues and now I don't know. That's, you know, you don't want to assume anything like that by any means, but.
Right.
I wonder what information they still have that no arrests have been made.
Yeah. But they had a suspect identified.
Yeah. I would assume it was if there was a man checked in with her or another person even that they would have.
So,
interesting.
Because it said in here too that, I mean, I guess she had left voluntarily, like, I mean, on her own, but that could mean anything. But like when you're an adult, it's kind of always like you're doing it on your own if you're leaving, unless there's like proof of a struggle or something around, you know?
Yeah.
But, I don't know. So I'm wondering if it's like you think it starts as like a relationship and then it turns into like you're being held against your will, I don't know.
You know, or it was something where like maybe it was a guy or a person she kind of knew and like maybe they were having issues, but they went to go talk, you know, because there's a lot of times where people will leave willingly with someone that they're close to, like that they might be having issues and they decide and then the person takes them, you know? So that's such a gray area with that, but that, well, and if it, you said February 26th, that would have been, I mean, it's still not that long ago that they could still be keeping a lot of information close to the chest.
Yes, that's kind of what I'm wondering. So it'll be interesting to see if anything new comes from that, because that was kind of weird. Like, I just saw the headline and I was like, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's what my story was. So
okay.
do you got for us today?
All right. Well, this week, as I kind of stated, you guys, my February, I thought was going to be a little bit more chill. And it was not. Things just got super hectic. I think I've kind of talked about it before. And I've just mentally, I've just been super drained and physically. And so this week, just for my own sake, my own mental health, because mental health is important. I'm just going to keep things lighter. So this is probably going to be a little bit of a shorter episode this week too, just because of that. I did find some other cases that I was interested in doing, but they were so heavy. And I feel like our cases have been so heavy lately. That I just wanted to break it up for myself and for the listeners and have something a little bit lighter. So this week it's cryptid time, Dark Hearts. We're going to do a cryptid. And we're going to Virgis, Minnesota.
Oh.
Yeah, Virgis.
Virgis.
Yep. Which is like a tiny town. I watched a show, which I'll get to, and they were like, they show the camera, they're like, there's the start of the town, and then they pan down the street, and they're like, there's the end of the town. There's like 400 people in this town.
Oh, so it's like a village.
Yes. Basically. And we're going to talk about their local legend of a cryptid they call Hairy Man, which kind of sounds like the Great Value brand name of Bigfoot.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. That's so funny.
Can't afford a typical Bigfoot? It's okay. We got you with the Great Value Hairy Man.
Yeah. Yep. Same thing. Off brand. Maybe.
Yes.
But maybe not.
Yep. So Sci-Fi had a show called Haunted Highways, and actually, like, Jack Osborne was, like,
oh, really?
One of the main people of it.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So it was season one, episode one, and now I did have to buy it to watch it off of Amazon Prime, but I have, like, you know, when they're like, if you do no rush shipping, we'll give you a digital credit. I had a bunch of those to use.
Oh, yeah.
So I did the SD version, so it was only $1.99, because I'm like, I don't need HD for this.
No, I never splurge on that for those. I'm like, nah, no. The cheapest is fine. I'm going to watch it once ever and be done.
Exactly. I might go back because I didn't. So this episode was split into two places, right? So the first one was Jack Osborne and a co-host investigator with him. And they were in Utah, which at first I was like, damn it, this one sounds interesting. But I skipped ahead. I didn't watch it, so I might go back and, like, watch that one later. But then some other investigators who were, what were their names? A woman named JL and a man named Devin. They went to Minnesota to investigate Hairy Man.
Just sounds funny to say. Like, wow, real original. And I'm glad we could have got a thesaurus or something out for that.
I know.
It's funny.
I know. It's funny. I will say, too, I only watched this one episode. And like I said, I didn't watch Jack Osborne, so I wonder how over the top he might be. But the two people doing this, like, there were some slight, like, moments where, you know, it says it's not scripted, but it felt.
You're like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. But overall, like, I don't think, like, it wasn't like Ghost Adventures where that dude's, like, so stupidly over the top and stuff.
It's very
annoying. They try to debunk things, and I appreciate that. Like, that's why I love Ghost Hunters. It's not that I don't believe in these things, but I also like that they're trying, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
All right. So, that being said, what is the Hairy Man? It's said to be a bipedal creature standing close to 8 feet tall, weighing around 300 pounds, covered completely in hair, and is associated with a horrible stench of rot and decay.
Literally so, Bigfoot, huh?
Yeah. So then, unlike Bigfoot, though, who often is just seen as a benign creature, non-violent, Hairy Man apparently is more aggressive. It's said he will throw rocks, chase people, and supposedly even jump on the hood of cars and dent them.
Oh.
Like
a gorilla type thing? Like, I picture, like, a I mean, not King Kong, but, you know, something along those lines, big, jumping on the car. Okay.
Yeah, there's about to be that new King Kong and Godzilla movie. Like, I know. Pretty dope.
Maybe that's why it was on my mind.
I love those movies.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I mean, I watched them.
Are they ridiculous? Yes.
Yes.
But they're still fun.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. So no one really knows when the sightings or, like, the legend began, but, like, in the 60s and 70s, it really kind of ramped up. So there was a woman named Cheryl Hansen who she was interviewed on the show. But then I also found a news article, which I'll also link in show notes, where she was interviewed. And she said that in the 60s, it sounds like she was, like, young, maybe teenager, late teens, early 20s. Her and her cousin were snowboarding, or not snowboarding, sorry, riding snowmobiles in this wooded area. And, obviously, in the 60s, 70s, it's, like, way more undeveloped. And at this time, like, even when they go there, like, you can see there's a ton of forests around this town, right? That's very heavily wooded. But so even more so in the 60s and 70s.
Oh, yeah.
So in this article that interviewed her, she talks about how they came upon a rundown little house. And so I'm just going to quote what she put. She said, "We kept going around and around this run-down and falling building, and then all of a sudden this larger-than-life, to us anyways, as young adults, thing came running at us, completely full of hair. I remember barefoot. I remember very, very large, carrying a hatchet, chasing us."
A hatchet? Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Okay.
So now something to kind of note, too, was in the show, she doesn't mention the house or the hatchet. She does say it looked like it was holding something, maybe a branch. And in this, so this article is from 2021 and the sci-fi show was like 2012.
Yeah.
So in the article, she goes on to say that she's grown out of believing it was an actual cryptid. So I don't know if, like, when she was interviewed for the show, if she did still believe in it, and then, like, maybe the show came out and people made fun of her, and so she's like, no, I don't believe in it. Or if she's, like, no longer believed in it, but she wanted to talk it up, you know, get them, you know.
Get everyone
I don't
up.
Really know.
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so too, because, like, yeah, like, she just, some of the things they talk about, it was just like, okay, well, did you believe in it or not?
Yeah. Yeah. You're going, you're wishy-washy here, lady.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Because, like, she was no spring chicken in the show, you know what I mean? And so then, like, I get that, like, chicken. It's been 9 years later, but to say you've grown out of believing in it.
Like, you really weren't that young to begin with, like, when this happened. So it's not like you were a young child, childlike mind. In a sense.
I don't know. To each their own, I guess, you know. But I guess one of the most infamous sightings from town came from a man named Ken Zitzow. Which is such a fun last name to say.
Yeah, it is. Zitzow.
Right. Unfortunately, I'm not sure when this took place because it's really hard to find any, like, actual information on it except for, like, quotes and different, like, articles and stuff. I'm still assuming it's around the 60s and 70s time frame, though, since this is when it was, like, at its peak for sightings and stuff. But he came back into town one day with his car all scratched and dented. And he said the hairy man, like, he claimed he was driving in the woods when the hairy man leapt in front of his car and, like, jumped on it and started pounding on it.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a little bit weirder.
Right. So it's like, okay. Also, or did you hit a tree and it got scratched up because you went somewhere you didn't?
Were you really drunk when this happened and you want to be say that it was that? Like, are you a storyteller? I mean,
right. Who knows? Who knows? So to the show now, the two investigators talked to a local journalist who honestly, like, when they talk, like, they, like, show them interviewing him and, like, nothing is said, like, really. Like, he just describes who, like, what Hairy Man is and, like, how there's this foul stench and all the height and stuff, and then leads them on to Cheryl. And he talks about how, like, there's no, like, not a ton, and so he's been trying to find people to talk to about it and stuff. So, like, but he only ever mentioned Cheryl. So
interesting.
Yeah. So then when they actually meet Cheryl, and this is another thing that I'm curious about on whether or not she believed or was hyping it up and whatnot, because they meet Cheryl. Cheryl has them meet her on the side of a country road. And she was like, I don't like being out here, especially late at night, because it was near here that it happened and stuff. So she tells them her story, right? And then they're like, okay, well, where would the best place to go to try to catch this, you know, where would we have the most luck? So she, it's called like Squatch Hill or Squatch Mound or something like that. So they hike up to it.
Uh-huh.
They set up a bunch of infrared cameras. They have like a base area. And so then Devin had downloaded snowmobile sounds.
Okay.
To try to see, because Cheryl's like, I think maybe the noise attracted it, you know, whatever. Okay. So he's got a like iPod playing, you know, because it's 2012. You still have the iPod the like that can go ones. Into the docks with the like Bluetooth speakers.
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Definitely had one of those. Or
yep.
A couple.
Yep. Listen, I still have an iHome with an old iPod in my daughter's room because I would just play sleep music with the kids on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what I did too. I have like an old, I think it's a Nano. Do you remember the?
Yes.
It's like,
yeah, I still have my Nano.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to have the little tiny square one too.
Oh, the shuffle? I didn't see the point of that one because you could.
No, it wasn't a shuffle. It was a Nano that they made into, it was a short term, like, it was like literally like a square. And there was like, it was not a shuffle. It was like a step up from the shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. I remember. Yep. I thought it was pretty. It was actually really convenient though, working out when I used to do that. Yeah. And because it was so little.
Yeah.
Sorry. Now we're on Well, now we just have phones instead of iPods.
Right.
Are they?
Well, and that was part of the reason why I switched to the iPhone. I was so hesitant to go from a Galaxy to an iPhone.
But yeah.
iPhone 4. I've been an iPhone user for a hot minute.
Oh, yeah.
But my mom was like, you've been complaining about needing a new iPod and you need a new phone.
So,
why not just get the iPhone?
Yep.
And that's what convinced me.
Yeah. And it's nice. It's all right there for you. Plus everything else you don't actually need on a phone.
Yeah.
But it's fine. Because now we have it, so
there we are.
There's no going back. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
So,
here we go.
Nope. You're fine. So he's playing this. So, like, it gets dark. They have these infrared cameras. Then they each have their own cameras, too. And so she goes to walk in the woods while he's playing it. And you do hear a loud snapping behind her of, like, a branch breaking.
Uh-huh.
So she walkie-talkies to him. She's like, hey, are you out here with me? And he's like, no, I'm still at camp. So she turns on an infrared camera. And you see a tall creature, which is like the Bigfoot, like like you would see,
like
walking
eight,
across. So she tells him, so he comes out there with her, and I did take a picture of my TV, so I will post that picture of what they captured.
Yeah.
But so then he comes out there with her. They go to the area where she filmed it, and a bunch of the branches are either like the trees and stuff, like the little saplings are bent or broken. So you can see a path of where something kind of larger walked through.
Okay.
So then they decide, a lot of times these things will like respond back to like if you bang a branch on a tree trunk or something, right? So they do that several times. And as they're about to give up thinking there's no response, they hear one loud whack against a tree.
Right when my dog barked, man, they're building up for that. Let me mute this one to yell at them. Keep going.
Yeah,
but no, dang, okay, that was good timing on my dog's behalf.
Right. So they hear this loud bang. So they go towards where they think the sound came from, and they keep walking towards it. And once they get there, they see a tree branch has been broken, and it's not just like a small tree branch. It's like a slightly thicker, but it's up high, and they feel it's freshly broken, all this, and they're looking at the bark and they notice some scratches, and they find a long piece of hair. So then too, they start to notice a stench a bit, but they can never get anything else, right? So, and then it's like almost like 4 or 5 a.m. they decide they're gonna go back to camp. And then so in the show they make it look like it's the next day that they're like going over their findings, but there's no way it could be because they sent the thermal image and the hair to this expert.
Oh, right.
And they like video chat him, and he says that like the thermal image isn't clear enough to definitively say what it is. Like it's a humanoid figure, you know, whatever, but the hair is more close. Like it's human hair. It's not animal hair like you would normally see with a creature. Like it doesn't have the same characteristics like you would see of animal hair.
Hmm.
Now, they don't ever bring up the smell and what could have caused that. So then they're like, okay, so does it sound like we got, like, was this a hoax? Was this someone, one of the locals deciding
they
to
knew that they were doing
come
this.
Out and do this? Yeah. And, like, the expert is like, well, in my experience, hoaxes don't happen that often. I was like, really? I think they happen quite a bit.
They happen more than, like, actual sightings, yeah. Probably. But okay.
Yeah. And he was like, you know, more often than not, it's like a human misconception of some sort or whatever, right? I think he's just trying to be, like, keep it alive.
Yeah.
But they kind of deduce that they're like, we don't think we actually caught the hairy man. All the locals knew where we were. They think more than likely someone or some people in town were trying to keep it alive, right? Like, because if you think about it, like, yeah. Yes, it's a sci-fi show, but it's a good, it's got to bring some tourism to their town, to their tiny little town, right?
Oh, for sure. Well, I mean, are there bears in the wood? Like, I mean.
See, and that's just it. And like, so like, it definitely wasn't a bear figure on the thing. Like, uh-huh. Bears don't walk upright like that.
Right.
The hair obviously wasn't either.
True. So
other than size and stuff and sound. The other thing is, though, because in that article I'll have linked, a lot of people talk about how, like, you know, they don't think it is. But one of the other kind of theories is that because there was a lot of homesteading and stuff and land out there, some people think it was a hermit who lived out there and would try to chase people away. And I'm like, that's more scary than a hairy man cryptid to me, because isn't that like,
yeah.
Isn't that the plot of like The Hills Have Eyes or something?
Is basically, a bunch of like, it's yeah. Like
people hiding away and like,
yeah. Like, and you know that that's real. So like, that's what's even creepier. Like they don't, yeah. You're messing with their stuff and they're feeling like territorial and
yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, they pretty much said, like, you know, we don't think that what we caught was the hairy man, so we can't say one way or another. We think that this was humans, you know, which the one guy even says, he's like, that's almost creepier than the hairy man if it was someone just watching us and following us around out here. I was like, yeah.
That is way creepier. Yeah.
Like.
Just, like, being stalked, pretty much. Like.
Yes.
No. That's creepy. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But I did appreciate, like I said, that they were just like, they didn't try to be like, oh man, we caught. No,
yes. I was just going to say, at least they didn't make shit up or blow stuff into things. It wasn't just to get, you know, some good dramatics and whatnot in the show. It sounds like they were, I mean, playing both sides, kind of like trying to disprove also, not just prove. So,
yes. Yep. So I really appreciate that, which I'm sure if it was a person, if they smelled something, like, it wouldn't be hard because, but, like, you can get the scent stuff of, like, deer and all that, you know? So it probably wouldn't be hard to make something to, like, give off a nasty smell.
Yeah. You can – what year did you say this was recorded?
Or
what?
2012.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, it's – yeah. Oh, duh, because they had an iPod and all that crap.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. That makes it sense. I was like, yeah, you can order anything and get all of that crap or just not shower for a while before you go out and do some nasty stuff like that.
Yeah, it does sound like the town, even though it sounds like most people just look at this as like a local legend thing to like, it doesn't seem like many people truly believe in it in this town.
Yeah.
But they have kind of embraced it because they have like the I Outran the Hairy Man run or something there started an area. And
okay, that's
like
actually
that.
Kind of fun. Like,
and
why
like
not?
Some of the like, what is it before Cub Scouts even? I think it's like Tigers or something like that. Like the little, I don't know.
I have no idea.
But like they have a troop, like, so they like talk about it and teach them, like they interviewed a teacher and she said they talk about the history of the town and that stuff and all that in there and stuff. So it looks like even if the hairy man isn't real, it sounds like the town has kind of embraced it a bit.
I mean, when it's that small of a town too, like, you don't have a lot there. I mean, probably a lot of history there other than stuff like that. So of course you're going to like embrace that. And that's, I mean, kind of a fun thing to say, like, yeah. I mean, I don't know that I would want to say I'm from the town of the Hairy Man.
Right.
The Hairy Man. It just sounds like, ew. Like, I just don't, nah, that doesn't sound.
It does sound more like some sort of hermit out in
the woods. A knockoff. Like,
I'm going to call this the Great Value Bigfoot.
Yeah. Honestly, that's great. Yeah. That's
so
funny.
Yes, that is the legend of the hairy man in Vergas, Minnesota. Like I said, it's small, and you know, because Lily's looking at it, like we could have gone back to the Wendigo and stuff like that, but
oh yeah,
because that's a big part of like in the Minnesota area. But I was like, well, we've covered that, and that one could still be darker too. This one was just like a fun,
yeah, because there's not like anything of it actually. I mean, having any like dark roots or you know,
yeah,
like,
exactly,
actually harming anybody other than I mean, well. Banging up your car or whatever it is, or running with a hatchet/stick.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you see whatever you want it to be, but.
Right. And I will say, apparently, Cheryl at the time before the incident hadn't heard of the hairy man legend. Oh. And then, like, they came back, you know, they saw, so then she saw, like, images of, like, Bigfoot and stuff. And, like, she's like, that was really similar to it and everything. So I don't know. You know, now she's like, oh, you know, maybe it was just my brain trying to comprehend. I don't know. So.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, it is always interesting when there's like different stories for people that actually like witnessed things or.
I know. And I wish I could have found, I wish they would have had more eyewitness accounts, and maybe some of the other articles did, but again, I came across some that sounded like they'd be really good.
Yeah.
And then I clicked on it and it was like, you need to pay. And I was like, no,
I'm actually not going to do that.
Not going to do that.
That's how like a lot of these stupid articles are. Even the one I sent you the other day when you wanted to see a picture of the woman.
Yeah.
Your sister knew. That article wanted me to pay for it. And I was like,
see,
I'll just screenshot it before I click on it. Did it open for you?
It opened for me.
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
Cause it wouldn't let me. So I screenshotted the, I think the shot before, like I actually, you know, just the browser one. And
that's
interesting. I wonder, I meant to ask you if that even. Did
anything nope. For you, so. It opened for me. So that's interesting.
Sweet. Even better. Okay.
Yeah.
So, that's fun.
Yeah. Wow. So there's the legend of the hairy man.
Okay. That is, that's that, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, let me find. I was trying to like look for, well, there, I have a couple, but you know, let's go with this one just because it's, I don't know. I was trying to find some fun facts, and this one's not really related to anything, but did you know that the Honda Accord still continues to be, has been, and will continue to be the most stolen vehicle?
I knew it was one of the most stolen vehicles
because
when my sister had her, I think it was it the Honda Accord that she had, or was it a Kia? Maybe she got the Kia Rio and it was a Honda Accord she had. She had her car stolen.
Interesting.
And then returned. It was just so weird. But
that is weird. Dude, Hondas are good cars. I have a Honda Pilot and I love my Honda, but it says too, this is interesting because it says generally it's the older models that get taken more
because
too.
The keys, I guess there was something like the keys were so close and so similar, like they're easy to like replicate.
Yeah, it says that they don't have the same advanced security as like the newer cars. So it must be something to do with that. And I'm like, you know, people always say Hondas are like great cars. Everybody wants a Honda because they're just known for being good. So I was like, is that why? Or is it just because they're easy to steal? Like,
right?
Found that very odd, but I was like, yeah, they're good cars. At least, you know, if you're going to steal it, it's probably going to run and at least get you out of there. But yeah, I was like, oh, interesting. Cause I had read that before. And so I was like, I might as well just share it now. But yeah. And it says in 2013, it was the best selling new car to American buyers. Yeah. Quality, reliability, and durability are the hallmarks of the Honda brand. But yeah, and it says that because it was a best seller, it makes sense why it's probably the most stolen, most commonly stolen. But so if you have a Honda
Accord,
Civic or Accord, did I say Civic? Yeah. I meant Accord. Yeah,
you said Accord to begin with, but yeah.
Oh yeah, but that okay, good. That's what you need to watch out for. Lock that thing up, you know.
Yeah,
put a chances.
Put an air tag in it or something.
Yeah. Isn't that funny though? I think, and now it's not as easy to steal cars as it maybe used to be too, just because, I mean, newer cars. My brother, him and his wife got their car stolen on their honeymoon.
Oh.
Yeah. How much does that suck? They had driven to Denver and they were staying the night in Denver because their flight was like leaving the next day, and their car got stolen from the parking lot. And it was like a high-end hotel and they did not have cameras in the parking lot.
Oh.
When they asked them about it, they had like, I am pretty sure they had like the decoy ones because they weren't actually on. Yeah. Never got that back. And when they had to call the cops and everything, the cops were just like, yeah, that car is probably already in pieces and sold off, you know. And
yeah, sorry for you.
Yeah, thankfully they had taken all their like passport and stuff inside and hadn't left anything like in the car. But he had a bunch of burn CDs in there. He's like, I hope you enjoy our honeymoon mix or whatever. But like, I just think that's wild when people can get away with stealing cars. Like,
that's
I mean,
when my sister got her car stolen, she worked at Westroads in the food court, and that was when it was like off on the other side. It's not where it is now. It had its own, like, you know, you walk in there whatever, you know, the opposite side. They came out and she was like, I know where I parked. So they looked at security. The cameras in the Westroads parking lot oscillate. They don't stay fixed. So someone
they were
had
just
to
waiting
also,
for that opportunity.
They either got ridiculously lucky or they knew, because it scans, you see her car, and by the time it comes back, her car is gone.
That's
and there
wild.
Was no broken glass or anything like that, because they obviously, but then like a few weeks later, in the parking lot, a few rows over and down, like she found it. They brought it back.
Was there anything in it or anything missing in it or
anything? Nothing was missing. Well, she didn't have much. She had a car seat, because when it happened, my son was pretty young and she watches him a lot. So she had a car seat in there, but like nothing. Yeah. She's like, even the gas was like right. Like,
I was going to say, did they at least replace the gas they used?
It was like where she had like left it at and stuff. And like, we had to wait for the police to show up because they were like, well, don't touch anything yet.
Yeah.
Just in case there's stuff inside it. They kind of go over to make sure there's no bodies or drugs or anything.
Yeah, bodies. Well, that was my first thought. I'm like,
Yeah.
Yikes.
So, but she was like, she had already gotten a new car at that point. She's like, well, I'm going to sell the one that was stolen, because obviously it's been stolen once before.
Yeah. No, thank you. I'm going to not do that. Gosh.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. So it was I'm pretty sure it was a Honda of some sort. I can't remember now, because I can't remember if she got the Kia Rio after that vehicle or if it was the Kia Rio that got stolen. I don't know.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, but yeah, they said like there was several cars. They said the Honda, something else. I think there was a certain type of Kia and stuff at the time, like that were super easy to steal and were stolen a lot.
Huh. Didn't your husband's like Jeep or something get stolen at one time?
Yes.
Am I thinking of that? Okay.
From our driveway. Yes.
Yes. I knew I wasn't making that up. Okay. And then did you end up finding it, right?
Yeah. Like 4 months later, they probably just took it for a joyride and then they left it in a apartment parking lot.
What a dumbass. Like, how does that happen? I can't even remember that situation. Were the keys in the car still? Like, did he?
No, but it was, again, an older Jeep. Yeah. And it's pretty easy to, like, you just jam a screwdriver in.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like, they're easy to steal.
I couldn't remember what that whole situation was, which, I mean, I doubt, you know, he would just leave the keys in there anyway. But, like, sometimes you hear of those stories where people do that and you're like, oh, well.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that is what led to us getting her doorbell camera.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which we've still had people try to steal stuff from our, like, in our driveway. And, like, we've had, like, not that long ago, like, people break into cars around here, which some of my neighbors whose cars are outside, like, they don't keep anything in it. And they're like, they leave it unlocked because they're like, I'd rather them rifle through it.
No shit.
Than break out the window.
Yeah. Oh man, that's crazy though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know, but you do catch some interesting things on those doorbell cams too.
You
sometimes
do.
So, but it is a good deterrent. Well, except for we had some dumbass neighbor kids the other day who we don't care for. It's not like they're friends that were being funny. We're necessarily ding dong ditching, and I was like, I got on my camera. We weren't even home, and I was like, you dumbass. I was like, well, I didn't say that, but I was like, you guys are idiots. Like, I can see you right now. You
I
realize
have a
that
camera,
right?
Like,
yeah,
what are you doing?
And so it was like, I said, like, that's fine, I'll just go ahead and turn my doorbell off, feel free, you know what I mean? Because, like, you don't you can turn the chimes off. I'm like, you can ring that all day long.
Or you take a screenshot from the video and post it in the next door. Because I've seen this before. Like, hey, are these your kids? Get them under control.
Yeah. Yeah. And then other people chime in like, oh, yeah, they did that to me too.
Yeah.
And yeah. Yeah.
Next door. I go to next door when I just want some fun drama.
Oh, yeah. There's great drama in there.
So much.
It's like, intense. Like, some people, I'm just like, you know, generally you live by these people and you have to, like, see them, and, you know, like, do you really need to go that route and play dirty like that? Because you just don't know what people are going to do these days. So
yeah,
anyway,
always Always interesting. But yeah, so you guys, you know the drill.
Yeah.
Like, rate, review, follow, share.
All the subscribe, things.
Subscribe. All the things. It helps us out a ton. We really appreciate it. Everything's linked in the show notes. And until next time, stay Heartland kind.
But Darkland wary.